Taylor steps in to lead it off for the Dodgers, the center fielder. Right-handed batter, and Keuchel's first pitch is a swing and a high fly ball. Left field, it's headed for the bleachers, and it's gone! Chris Taylor on the first pitch. Homers to give the Dodgers the lead. Bregman just 2 years ago was taken as the 1-1 is swung on and a fly ball hit to deep left field. This is gone. 3-4 rows back in the seats to the left. Bregman with a home run. And the Astros have tied the game here in the fourth. Chris two down, a man at first, and the pitch. And Turner lost a fly ball to left. It's hit pretty well. It is gone! Two-run shot, Justin Turner. Dodger Stadium erupts as they take a 3-1 lead here in the sixth.
Well, I think he did more than loft that ball. Hey, it started fast. Another one tonight. Let's do it. What are the odds Wednesday on the Blitz?
And here we go.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Zhong Li, the bleeping master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not a no, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. And it is a Wednesday where we do things just a little bit differently. When you call, text, tweet, send a raven, whatever you do, put odds on it. What are the odds that we got a bunch of tweets about Alex Bregman last night?
Percent 1,000.
I didn't read any of them. But.
I started a new hashtag, FABF, and that's just how I'm responding to everything about him.
Yeah, well, hey, I think if the Astros are going to have any chance, especially with all these lefties, he's going to have to
Have a big series, and this is a good start for him.
Yeah, it was. But I don't know about you, but I kind of felt like when it was 1-1, whoever scored that next run was going to win the game. It just seemed like, especially if it were the Dodgers, because
the bullpen.
Keuchel was dealing, and that bullpen, both those guys just came in and were just terrific. But Kershaw was dealing.
They both were.
And if I kind of feel like I just didn't see that where the Astros were going to score a run. It was last night, and this is what I've noticed about them when they're not hitting. Everybody's up there trying to hit home runs. When they're playing really well, they kind of wait for a pitch to drive, and if they don't get one, they just try to put one in play.
Move the line.
And they move on to the next guy, yes. And that's not what they were doing last night. And frankly, I don't think it would have mattered too much because Kershaw just wasn't making mistakes. I think maybe there were two other pitches the entire game. One of them was a hanging slider, I think, to Correa that he just stood there and watched. That was it. The guy just wasn't making any mistakes. Yeah. He was painting corners, and it was a very interesting game to watch in terms of you saw two pitchers pitching really, really well in completely different ways.
Yeah.
Keuchel was getting ground outs. Kershaw was getting strikeouts. And you know, it's hard for me to sit here and hate the Dodgers. That's such a good team and a fun team to watch that, you know, I think, you know, obviously, now I think the Astros have to get tonight for a lot of reasons that we'll get to, but Dodgers were the better team last night.
Yeah.
And they were the better team in the regular season by three games. So,
well, I mean, Keuchel pitched really well. He made two mistakes.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that first pitch, you just left it out, you know, middle in. And clearly they were looking for something there, first pitch, and they wanted to be aggressive, and it worked.
Yeah.
And Taylor's a really good player. I think he's the guy that I'm starting to realize on that team that no one knows who he is. And if you haven't watched much National League ball this year, maybe I guess it's understandable that you don't know who he is, but he's a really good player out of the blue. He's been around for a while and hasn't done anything. And so this year, he's just been a stud. Two changes in the lineup for the Dodgers tonight. they're going to have Jock Peterson in left field instead of Kiki Hernandez, and Chase Utley's going to play second base instead of Logan Forsythe. So I'm guessing that's to get a couple more left-handed bats in the lineup.
Yeah. I think this is the game all along that I was pointing at that the Astros would get if they were going to get one there. And they really need to, because if you go down 0-2, even coming home with both of your stud pitchers losing, it feels more like 3-0 to me.
Yeah.
And here's a stat for you. Not that I want to get into stat radio here.
I've got some stats, too, though.
Yeah?
Yeah.
54 times a team has gone down 0-2 in the World Series. Care to guess how many times they won?
Ooh.
Or 54 times of those.
54 times they've gone down 0-2?
Yep.
I would guess maybe 8.
11 is the number.
Okay.
So just over 20%, basically. So that's not a good percentage, especially when your two best pitchers are already gone.
Yeah.
And that, so that's why I think this game's huge for the Astros. Go in, get the split, and that'll feel like a win in a big way.
You want to hear the good news?
I've got some good
stats and some not so good stats.
Okay, let's hear some good stats.
The Dodgers that will play tonight, who have faced, or at least are in the starting lineup tonight, who have faced Justin Verlander.
Yes.
Austin Barnes, 1-for-3. Yasiel Puig, 0-for-4.
Okay.
Seager, 0-for-3.
Okay.
Turner, 0-for-3.
Okay.
Utley, 2-for-6. So it's 3-for-19. Not bad, right?
Not bad at all. I'll take that box score right now.
Okay. Here's the downside.
Okay.
Astros in the lineup tonight versus Rich Hill. Altuve, 1-for-5. 3 Ks. Correa, 0-for-3. Gonzalez, 0-for-4 with 2 Ks. McCann, 1-for-9 with 2 Ks. Reddick, 1-for-2. Springer, 1-for-5. That's a total of 4-for-28 with 10 strikeouts. That's the not so good news.
No, it's still probably a better box score than what the Dodgers have on the other side. It's about the same, actually.
3-for-19, 4-for-28.
It's pretty much the same thing, yeah.
Pretty damn close. So it's just going to matter which pitcher's on their game tonight.
The thing about Hill, what worries me a little bit is, I mean, he's basically a curveball pitcher, and he's going to keep the Astros off balance a little bit there. They're not as good against lefties.
How did the Astros look against the curveballs they were seeing last night?
Well, not good. But
I don't think Rich Hill's going to throw them like that.
No. And that's the thing. They're not going to see anything like what they saw at Kershaw. I mean, and boy, he was just on his game. And it was, and about three innings in, I'm looking up going, man, this is going to be about a 2.5 hour game at this rate.
It was a really short game.
Yeah. Which is not a bad thing unless you lose.
Yeah.
So somebody said, first thing I noticed about the first pitch home run was no half price beer for AJ.
That did happen. And it's funny, like the way I was deciding what I was going to drink last night was I figured, well, I'll drink the, because the deal at Hay Merchant is it's half price Houston beers, like local Houston beers, when the home team is winning. And that goes not just for the World Series, that's always a deal there. Like, so if you go watch the Rockets games or the Texans and those teams are ever up, it's half price Houston beer.
What about the Dynamo?
I don't know that they show the Dynamo games.
Okay, just asking.
Yeah.
Asking for a friend.
And if you sat there and it was 0-0 for, you know.
Asking for Glenn Davis.
Yeah. But as soon as it's 1-0, you know, pretty quickly, I'm like, okay, well, I'll drink some stuff that's not local early on. And
right.
Then
and that way when they rally,
I'll save that stuff for the
year.
Well, then it was 1-1, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm getting ready to order some local brews.
Hey, you're going to tweet at Alex Bregman. Thank you, man.
No.
My beer just got cheaper.
No, I was not going to.
Really?
No. Okay. FABF. But the
is that F Alex?
I don't know what it means. Just my new hashtag. I'm hoping it catches on.
Okay,
but and I understand right now. And I was watching the game last night with one of my buddies who's a massive Astros fan, and while he agrees that what Bregman did was douchey, he says I still have to cheer for him right now. And I said, okay, well, I'll cheer for every other Astro except Alex Bregman because I'm petty. And
hey, I hope you motivate him. I hope he does well.
Fred, that's what my tweet said, right?
Yeah.
Well, when I tweeted at him, I said, hey, I wish you the best of luck. I hope you have a big series and prove me wrong. So I said, in fact, good luck to you, man. I wouldn't worry too much about what scrubby media guys say. Go out and prove me wrong. So,
but did he get his average over 200 for the playoffs with that?
I think it's right at 200.
Okay, just checking. I'm just curious. I kind of feel like I'm a little bit of a bystander here. I agree with you on him.
But you're not going to use my new hashtag?
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think I hate him that much.
Okay. Well, so there's a line in the sand, Fred, like Eminem against Donald Trump. Like,
well,
John, you're with me, right?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Okay, good.
I support.
I needed you because I know Tyler's not with me.
Why?
Because he's like a super Astros honk and like he probably thinks that I was the jerk and not Alex Bregman.
Like Tyler Scott?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, but Tyler's a made guy now. He has to support you.
Well, you have to support me, but you're saying you can't.
No, I'm saying I'm supporting you. I'm not putting that in my tweets because I don't really tweet anything like that.
It doesn't have to be in your tweet. That's all you have to tweet. That's what I tweeted last night. It was just hashtag FABF.
Hmm. Okay. 850 says, hey, Fred, what are the odds you took a nap today? I saw you this morning on early TV. Yeah, I did Channel 26 with Nate Griffin this morning at 7 and 8, but... No, I actually got some sleep last night after the game. I went straight to bed and watched a game with my daughter. Then Ted had to take her to school, so it worked out. I just came and we did the 7 o'clock, and then I took her to school and then came back and did the 8 o'clock with them. It's a lot of fun.
Good for you.
Yeah.
What a day.
I know you wouldn't come in.
No, never.
But then I had other work stuff to do all day today, so. Having fun, man. This is enjoyable. This is a great time in Houston sports. It really is. Which is more impressive, Kershaw's 11 strikeouts or Keuchel's 3 double plays?
Yeah, I would say the strikeouts, although the double plays, that's all that kept the Astros in the game.
Yeah, yeah. And with the exception of the line drive, I mean, he made just perfect pitches that caused the other two.
Yeah.
So.
But he Kershaw had 8 strikeouts through 4 innings.
Yeah, he was just – and at that point, you're just like, man, when they got the run to tie it, I actually felt pretty good. I'm like, okay, if they can scrape home a run here, then I like their chances, and they couldn't. But once it was 3-1, you knew it was over.
Yeah.
I mean, that was one where it's like, okay, start writing the story now. You don't have to wait. You just plug in the names. All right, quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Texas company, they provide simple fixed rates. And what that means is you're going to pay the same no matter how much or how little electricity you use. There's no hidden fees. They've got an easy, fast sign-up process with no gimmicks and no surprises on your bill. The great thing about Triangle is not only do they have the great rates, but they also are trying to make your home more energy efficient overall. Sign up for the basic Eagle 12. It'll lock you in for 12 months at 8.7 cents when you use the promo code ESPN. You'll receive a weekly usage update, so you already have an estimate for your energy charges before your bill hits the mail. What are you waiting for, guys? It's an easy decision. You're going to feel good about it. Give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE, and see if their rates can match what you're already paying. Or visit them online, TriEagleEnergy.com. That's TriEagleEnergy.com, PUCT number 10064.
They say I need some Rogaine to put in my hair. Work it out at the gym to fit my underwear.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
We'll break it down
prediction
tomorrow. I think the Astros win tonight, 4-2.
3-1 Dodgers tonight to start it off.
And you can... Nice job.
I don't want to say I'm a genius, but I am.
Well, genius is kind of thrown out there too much, except when it's in relation to me. But I will say, good job.
Hey, thanks. I did get a lot of good jobs on calling the exact score of the game.
Yeah.
Almost as many as I got, like... In your face, Alex Bregman tweets. So it all evens out in the end.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you didn't say anything about Bregman not being able to play.
No.
You were just talking about his...
Just think he's a douche.
Hmm. Okay, that's fair.
Big deal.
It's fair.
There's a lot of douches in sports.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like the guy you compared him to?
Yeah.
It's a good example. All right, it is What Are the Odds Wednesday, so make sure you put odds on things. Let's start it off with Jim. What's going on, Jim?
Oh, God, sports. How are you guys?
Sports. Hello. Hey, now.
Hey, I just have a quick What Are the Odds for you guys. What are the odds? Not one, but two NFL teams will finish the year with zero wins.
Man, it's kind of getting there. I'm still going to go 10%. I think I still feel like the Niners can win a game.
Yeah, after last week, you kind of look at it and go, well, maybe they've had their chances and it's not going to happen. But I guess I'd have to look at their schedule to be sure.
Yeah, I don't know. I just can't. I can't. I mean, one 0-16 team, maybe.
Yeah. I think the Niners will win one.
Yeah.
Everybody's trying to Google FABF to figure out what it means.
No one. Yeah. Listen, you have to figure it out for yourselves.
Think about it, will you? Oh, man. Everybody whining about the strike zone. The strike zone was
very, very pitcher-friendly.
But it was for
both teams.
It was for both teams. For those of you who think the Astros were getting jobbed.
It was the same strike zone for everybody.
Yeah. There were a lot of pitches that... Yeah, and quit looking at that box and thinking that's accurate.
That's not a strike zone.
No. No. And the guy was calling them consistently, man. And when they were low... You know, that both ways they were getting called. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713. It's so funny. I mean, everybody's looking for excuses. So, oh, we got jobbed. No, you didn't get jobbed. One of the best pitchers of this era, if not the best pitcher of this era, was on his game, and he had a strike zone-friendly umpire, and so did Keuchel, and Keuchel pitched really well. You'll take that. Made two mistakes against a really good lineup, which, by the way, almost as good as yours. So, yeah.
Let me tell you what's different right
teams
now.
Teams win and lose. There's no, and in this case, there's no, I mean, there's no, oh, Dodger conspiracy. If anything, the whole world's rooting for the Astros. I mean, the Dodgers don't even, their own fans don't even care.
What I will say is the Astros have to go back to being the kind of, like you mentioned it a little bit in the first segment, they've got to hit the way that they hit early in the season. And it's not about everybody's whacking home runs. That's not what they need.
No.
They need every, and when I say that, I'm mostly the guy that comes to mind is George Springer, who's clearly pressing right now.
Yeah.
But to a lesser extent, Correa, you've seen it with him. Although he had one at bat yesterday, a 3-pitch strikeout, where he didn't swing at one pitch.
No, and one of those pitches was one of the mistakes I was talking about.
Yes,
and he just watched it. It was just a floater.
Because he threw a crazy curve, and then he hung a slider, and then he threw another crazy curve, and they all Correa watched them both, and they were all right down the middle. Hmm. And, I mean, they're not easy pitches to hit, at least the first two.
The first one, the last one. But the second one,
you got to line that thing up.
And like, I mean, unless you just completely guessed wrong.
Because that was clearly supposed to finish not as a strike. And where Kershaw left it was a strike. And that was another thing. Kershaw was efficient last night. And his pitch count got up there because he was striking a lot of guys out. But he wasn't wasting very many pitches.
No.
There weren't a lot of bad pitches thrown. Not a lot of balls. He was beating up the strike zone. And he was basically saying, come hit me. And they didn't.
832 asked us, and somebody tweeted this at me earlier today and said, what are the odds chance you move Springer down the lineup and who should lead off? That's the problem. Who do you put up there? You're kind of committed to this guy at this point.
A little bit. Well,
and I don't know what a better option is unless it's Altuve.
Can I give you an option? What about, especially against these lefties, Bregman 1, Altuve 2, Gurriel 3? You don't like
maybe,
that?
Maybe. I just don't – well, of course, Springer's not a traditional leadoff guy either.
They don't have a traditional leadoff guy. The closest thing they have is Altuve, and he's too good to hit leadoff.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's what I would do, honestly. You'd have to do something, though, to fix what's going on with George Springer. He's just pushing so hard. He feels like he's got to be the guy to get something going, and he's just not right now. He's pressing.
Yeah, he's one of the guys that's most guilty of going up there and trying to hit a home run on every pitch.
And what did it get him last night? 0-for-4 with 4 Ks.
Yeah, and just a bad effort. I think you stick with him. And thing is, when you get to this point, you got to win with the guys who got you here, and he was one of them. But, I mean, I wouldn't laugh at them if they did that, putting Bregman first.
Yeah. The funny thing is, I mean,
but it's not like, oh, sorry, go ahead.
Kershaw could have pitched another inning if he wanted to.
Yeah.
I mean, he was at 83 pitches when he left the game. He just had it, and I think they're trying to do what they haven't done in playoffs past. They're trying to conserve him a little bit and not just, you know, throw his arm out and then ask him to come back 2 days later and do it again. So I thought the Dodgers did a really good job managing him. And at the end, it just boiled down to the and this isn't a surprise, but the Dodgers had the better guy on the mound last night.
Yeah.
And I think he's better in general, but they definitely, if you don't agree with that, what you have to agree with is they had the sharper guy on the mound last night.
Yeah. And he was pretty – the reality is Kershaw was – and you can tell early in the game, man, he was hitting his spots. He was in rhythm. And I think it helped him that Keuchel was also as effective as he was.
Yep.
Because he kept going right back out there. And it kind of helped both guys. There were no long waits for half innings because there wasn't a lot of base runners out there. It was basically home runs.
And by the way, after it became a bullpen game, 0 hits in the game.
Yeah.
Not one.
Yeah.
Bullpen, I mean, which is a good sign, I think, for the Astros. Their bullpen pitched pretty well last night. I mean, granted, it was an inning and a third, but it could have been worse.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and those guys, you needed to see good outings from them.
Yep.
And you did. So I think tonight's, like I said earlier, it's a real key for them to not go down 0-2. And if they get the split here, that's all you can ask for realistically.
Yep. And they've got their best guy going tonight.
Yeah. And he's, you know, before you bring up World Series Verlander, I'll just bring up the guy's unbeaten as an Astro. I feel pretty good about his chances. I feel pretty good about their chances tonight. But I'd like to see them hit something on the road other than one solo homer. And yeah, I'm not going to lump this in with the Yankees games yet because I think last night was about Kershaw. But if they come out and they can't get anything going off Rich Hill either, then I think it's a big concern.
Yeah, then it becomes like an our-bats problem.
Yeah, and it's not that I think Hill's bad at all. I think Hill's a really good pitcher, especially at home. But you ought to be able to get to him a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, the ironic thing is they were a better road team all year than a home team. But then now they're kind of nutting up in the biggest stage.
Well, and
it goes back to the ALCS.
It does go back there. But last night, just for the one night, and it's obviously not an excuse for the rest of the time, with these rules, they've got a big bat that's left on the bench that they would like to have in the lineup.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I don't think it would have mattered last night.
No, I don't think so either. Like, just imagining Carlos Beltran or Evan Gattis trying to hit what Clayton Kershaw was dealing is like, it maybe wouldn't have mattered. But tonight, I would say.
Yeah, it would help.
Wouldn't it be nice to have Evan Gattis out there against Rich Hill? I would say so.
Have we seen the lineup yet?
Yeah. Astros, exact same lineup tonight.
Okay.
And then I told you in the first segment, the two changes for the Dodgers, Jock Peterson.
Yeah, I heard those. I didn't hear the Astro part, though.
Utley in.
Okay.
So, all right, guys, got to tell you about dirt-free carpet cleaning. It's football season. Your boys are coming over to barbecue, watch the game, and you've got dirty floors. And your wife is upset because your friends are going to think that she's a horrible housekeeper. And maybe she is, but you can help her out. Do her a favor. Get your carpets and your tile floors clean with dirt-free carpet cleaning. Get the fall special for a limited time only. They'll clean one room free and give you a $100 free speed dry with any purchase. That's one room free and a speed dry with any purchase over $120. Free room can be carpet or tile. Doesn't matter. The other guys, they're leaving behind soapy residue, too much water, chemicals that trap dirt and allergens that can make your family sick. Not the case with Dirt Free. Go chemical free with Dirt Free. They've been doing it for over 30 years, cleaning upholstery, floors, even your air ducts. 281 Dirt Free. Tell them you heard it here on ESPN 97.5, and they'll clean one room free with any purchase and throw in that free speed dry. 281 Dirt Free. 281-347-8373 for Dirt Free Carpet.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776 on a What Are the Odds Wednesday. 409 says the DH is a bigger deal than people are making it. Keuchel couldn't bunt instead of the pitcher being productive and moving a runner over there and out. Yeah, and I thought that contrasted nicely with Kershaw, who has been doing it all year, who was able to get a bunt over. So I do think that was unfortunate because you get the runner to second there. Theoretically, you've got an opportunity to get a run home, and that is a big difference. These guys aren't used to doing it. And then the beer man Greg asks, since Kershaw is lights out, why start Keuchel in that spot? Better off using Keuchel and Verlander in games 2 and 3, ? And that's something we talked about a little bit the last series. I'm not big on conceding a game, which is essentially what you're doing if you sacrifice Colin McHugh or one of those guys. It's just not something I'm a fan of. And you want to get your best guys out there as often as possible. And you kind of hope your hitters can get to Kershaw. And if they do, and you win that game with Keuchel, you're fine. But I mean, a lot of people think that sometimes, like, okay, we can't beat Keuchel or can't beat Kershaw, so let's just throw somebody else out there. Maybe we'll get lucky. I'm not a fan of that. That's all. And then Roll the Reel asks, what are the odds both leagues eventually convert to a DH?
0.0.
Yeah, I just don't think it's ever going to happen. It's kind of silly if you think about it. You can jump a team from league to league and suddenly add a DH, but the NL can't add a DH. It's just silly to me. But if you'd won the most games and had the best record, you only have to deal with it 3 times instead of 4. So there's that. Okay, I think that covered everything.
Yeah, all right.
Hey, can I just ask, why is Reddick still in the lineup? He did get a hit last night.
Got a hit last night, one of only 3.
Yeah. He had a third of their hit production, so. I want to praise some people real quick. Parents who have to
not
drop.
No,
well, I mean, maybe you. Maybe
okay.
You do this.
Okay, let's hear it.
Maybe you're part of this. And John will eventually be part of this at some point. Parents who have to drop their kids off at school every day.
Mm-hmm.
My God, that's a nightmare.
Yeah.
I mean, I've only had to do it 2 days now. And I'm like, never again. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's tough.
I'll drop you off like half a mile away and you can walk.
My wife used to do that. But now, like, my kids, they want to ride the bus.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So
it was just.
But then some days they've got after school activities and stuff like that that will, I mean, she's got to pick them up or, you know, she's got to drop them off.
Man, it's bad enough just dealing with traffic on 59. But having to go and, I mean, and maybe it's just, well, no, it's not just her particular school because when I was coming back, I went through like 3 school zones and it's all the same. I can't believe you guys deal with that every day. Props to you, man.
Thank you.
I mean, seriously, that you're good parents.
Oh, I'm the best.
Well, I wasn't. That was a generic you, but it has to drive people nuts.
Yeah,
I mean it.
You've done it what now? 2 days in a row.
2 days in a row. Yeah.
Oh, what a life. Why don't you just get her a car service? Like call Uber and say, hey.
Because I mean, it's like
it's father daughter time.
Yeah, it's a little bonding time.
Okay.
And I wanted to bring her down here so she could see how, because she's thinking about going into our business if
what
if the acting thing doesn't work out.
What?
Well, I told her to have a backup, right? If you're going to go into acting, you better have a backup.
Yeah.
So broadcasting is kind of her backup at the moment, which is fine. But she wanted to see how the TV thing worked with Nate and everything. And so we came down here. And then I left here at 7:10, and our next hit was at 8:05. I got back at 8:02, and that's just to go over to Bel Air and back.
Oh,
that's how
boy.
Bad it was. So, yeah, it was, you know. It was a mess, but it was fun. She really enjoys, she kind of studies what we do. And it was pretty funny, some of the things she was saying, that she kind of nailed a lot of the stuff you do. in a positive way.
What do you mean a lot of the stuff that I do?
Well, she was just saying, like, you're kind of more of a, you've kind of got the Howard Stern over the top bit going really well, and that I'm more, I try to drop the subtle stuff a little more often.
Oh, I'm very loud when I have something funny to say. That's true.
Yeah.
That is true.
Yeah, I guess disco's one of those, so, yeah, she gives me a thank you for that. But I appreciate you guys. 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776, if you want to get in. Wow, what the hell happened to something really weird is going on with my show notes.
Okay.
Like, all my Astros Dodgers stuff is just like this.
It's gone?
Well, it's there, but I mean, I've already done it.
I mean, we already know the stuff.
Yeah, pretty much.
We'll survive.
It's good to see Vince Scully get a standing ovation.
Not shocking.
No.
Not shocking.
I'm glad he's still alive.
Yeah.
I was a little worried about that.
Like your boy Milo.
He's not still alive.
Oh. Yeah. Are you happy about that or not happy? I don't know.
I have no opinion about that whatsoever. I'm happy that Vince Scully's still alive.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Big Chris says, what are the odds the line for Ohio State versus Penn State goes back down, opened it even, and jumped to 6.5?
Yeah, that surprised me that it got that big. But I got to tell you, is that the game you're most excited about in college football this year?
No. I mean, yeah, I'm excited about it, but I wouldn't say the most.
I am stoked for that game.
Really?
I don't know who's going to win.
Well, I was more excited for Oklahoma, Ohio State early in the season.
I wasn't because at the time, I wasn't sure if Oklahoma was really that good.
Yeah, see, I thought Oklahoma could beat them.
Okay. Well, yeah, I just didn't know yet who was good, who wasn't good. But now that I know, yeah, I'm excited for this game on Saturday.
I mean, I'm excited for it, but not most of the year so far.
I wish it was at nighttime. I wish that was a primetime game.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool.
2:30.
Well, no, that'll work out because you got an Astros game.
Oh, yeah, there's
Saturday
an
night.
Astros game.
Yeah.
I guess that in this case, it's good.
The Astros are kind of the best thing to happen to me to keep me out of trouble when my wife's in town because I'm having to be home and do the inning-by-inning thing.
And you just can't go around banging random ladies?
No, I have to stay home, and by the time the game's over, it's just like, well, I don't really want to go anywhere. I got an early day tomorrow. Got to be down here at 7:30 or 7 o'clock, so it's keeping me out of trouble. That's a good thing. It kind of sucks that I need something to keep me out of trouble.
Yeah.
But
hey, we all have our vices.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Right now,
I drink too much.
Well, so do I. See, it's kind of cut down on my drinking too, because like, I have a couple during the game, but I can't get sloshed because I'm working.
I drank a good amount last night, and enough that I felt like garbage.
Oh, really?
At the gym today. Mm. Yeah.
Well, that's okay. But usually, by the time you're done working out, don't you feel better because you get that crap out of your system?
I mean, I did feel a little bit better, but I was to a point where. I was rolling with a black belt, and he did like a scissor sweep where he put his knee into my guts and swept me over. And it was that, like, you know where you can kind of start to taste it, like it's going to happen, but it didn't. Yeah, that's what happened.
Hmm. Squeeze in some calls. Is that Tanto? Is that what it says, John?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's Tanto.
No, I think it's Tanto.
Hello? Tanto or Tonto?
Is that Tanto? Is that what it says, John?
Turn your radio down.
I'm not playing that game today.
Yeah.
I'm not playing that game today.
All right. Let's try Mason. What's up, Mason?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Sports.
Yes, sir. Hey, two things. First thing, AJ, if it takes you calling Alex Bregman an ass clown for him to hit a home run, I'm going to need you to do that. Before every game.
FABF.
Secondly, what are the odds Deshaun Watson throws more touchdowns than he does interceptions against a banged-up Seahawks? I'll hang up and listen.
I think it's 50-50 this game.
Yeah, this is going to be a tough game for
him. He's been good at producing touchdowns and at a good ratio, too, for touchdowns to interceptions. But I also think this is a better defense he's faced in Seattle, especially.
Yeah.
Game were in Houston, I'd have a different opinion if the game were in Houston, but going up there is going to be tough.
Yeah.
Although, it's what I was saying last week. They need a signature win. If they're going to get one, I think this is a place to do it. Because I'm not going to count the Titans as a signature win because I just don't think they're very good.
Yeah.
I mean, they're inconsistent, just like the Texans, just like the Jaguars. But they lost to the Chiefs. They lost to the Patriots. Those are the big teams they played. The Seahawks are...
They're a good team.
Yeah. And
they're a playoff-caliber team.
So if you can go on the road and beat them there...
And the more you look at it, the third-best team they've played might be the Jags.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's funny because I... To me, Jags and Titans are almost the same team. They're 1 week they look like, hey, I think they've got it together. This is going to be a good football team. And then 1 week they're like, really? You beat the Browns 9-6?
Right.
So I don't have a good feel for either of those teams, but I do think – but I kind of throw the Texans into that same group. You know, you put 57 up on the Titans. You pound the Browns, no problem. You play really well on offense against the Patriots. Then you're no match for the Chiefs, and you're no match for the Jags. Well, I think there were some reasons for that Jags game, but
well, the Jags are the same thing. They win 30-9 at Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
The week before they lose to the Jets.
Yeah,
I mean it's a weird,
that's the thing. Who knows?
It's a weird league, man.
It is. All those teams are the same. If you could combine those three teams into one, you'd have a Super Bowl team.
You know what I'll say? We've got in the NFL for the first time in kind of a long time.
What's that?
Parity.
Oh yeah, I think real parity too.
And it took. You know, Aaron Rodgers breaking his body and Tom Brady or the Patriots in general sort of declining. And but we're now in week 7 of the NFL, and I have no idea who I would put my money on to win the Super Bowl. I don't have a good feel for who's really good and who's not good.
And I think it's funny. This is something we talked about on the show last night. If you were going to ask me who the best team right now is today, this week, I'd say the Eagles. If you ask me who I think is most likely to win the Super Bowl, I don't know that I picked them.
Right.
I'd probably say Steelers, Patriots still, but...
Kansas City?
Kansas City, maybe, yeah.
New England?
I mentioned Patriots. I don't want to... I'm not ready to throw Kansas City out with the bathwater yet.
Yeah.
Just because of two losses.
But they're two in a row. And when you start losing two games in a row, it's like, oh, man, maybe they're not as good as I thought. Same with Denver. I mean, if you'd asked me 2 weeks ago, I'd say, oh, Denver's one of the best teams. Now, I don't know if Denver's any good. Lost two games in a row. And to teams that really aren't very good. Lost to the Giants, and then you lost to the Chargers, and you weren't really competitive in either of those games. I don't know. Mm. I don't know what I think of them now. So I'm in a weird spot where I'm not sure who's really good and who's not really good. And like there's teams, I assume the Patriots will make the playoffs. I'm pretty sure the Steelers are going to make the playoffs because the rest of their division's just trash. I assume the Chiefs will make the playoffs. The Eagles. But there's a lot of teams that are in first place right now. Would you feel good putting money? The Vikings are going to win the NFC North? Or the Saints are going to win the NFC South?
No.
Or the Rams are going to win the NFC West?
Not really.
We have no idea what's going on in the AFC South.
Hmm.
So it's a weird season. I like it, though. I like it.
Yeah,
It's making it tough to handicap.
It is. It is. From a betting perspective, it's a lot more difficult.
From a football fan perspective,
yeah,
it's good.
All right. Chris says, what are the odds you will answer my first question? Should I wait? We just did. Did you change the channel? You asked about Penn State. We addressed that.
What was his question anyway?
It was about the Penn State line.
Oh, I have no idea if it'll go back to zero.
No, we already said that, though.
If it moves that much, I'm sure it's not going to get back to zero. So but
don't be a smartass with your text.
It may go back the other way.
If you're not listening, that ain't our fault. We answered your question. And by the way, I'm getting about 350 texts an hour, so I may not get to every single one of them. Sorry.
What do I have here, John? Oh, okay.
It's a new era in the NFL?
It's not about the NFL, Fred. It's about the World Series arriving in Houston, and you want to cheer on the Astros this postseason, and you want to show your spirit by wearing what the players wear on the field. You don't want to go off of somewhere off 59 and stop at some bootleg pop-up tent and get a hat that's going to fall apart, and you'll wear it to the game, and people are going, where'd you get that? And it's not what the pros wear, and then the patch will fall off the side. It's going to be a bad look. New Era is the official on-field cap of Major League Baseball. It's what the players are wearing this postseason. Hurry into your local lid store today. to get your World Series cap with the limited edition postseason side patch to add to your collection. These caps are only available while supplies last, and of course, supplies are limited. That's New Era Caps at Lids.
Hey, Astros fans, continue the celebration as your Houston Astros play in the World Series. As the official sporting good retailer of the Houston Astros, Academy Sports and Outdoors is fully stocked with all the officially licensed World Series gear you will need. From t-shirts to caps, jerseys, and more, shop all of the fan gear online at academy.com and in-store at your local Academy Sports and Outdoors. The best price is guaranteed, or they will beat any competitor's price by 5%. Let's support the Astros as they continue to earn history, and Academy is just such a great place to go any day of the week, but now it's your place for all of your Astros gear. That's right, t-shirts to caps, jerseys, and more. Shop all the fan gear online at academy.com and in-store at your local Academy Sports and Outdoors. The best price is guaranteed, or they'll beat any competitor's price by 5%. Just keep supporting those Astros, man. Exclusions apply. See the price match policy at academy.com for details.
I got loyal.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. I have to tell you, one more series until your team is the champs. Do you want to go to a game? We're picking a winner to see a game downtown and cheer on the home team. Just write our sister station's number, 94.1 FM, on your car or truck window, and go about your normal day. Then we'll send the secret window counter around town, and once they get to the 94th car with 94.1 FM on the window, we're awarding the winner a pair of tickets. Make sure you write it big and bright. Think orange would be a nice touch. Courtesy of the all-new Sports Map 94.1 FM. Astros-Dodgers coverage begins at 7 o'clock tonight, right here on the station. We're doing that on both stations, John, I assume?
Yes.
All right, so you'll be able to hear it both here on ESPN 97.5 and on Sports Map 94.1, which we will also be on starting at 6 o'clock. And also a plug for Houston.SportsMap.com, where we'll have inning-by-inning coverage tonight. And if you're stuck somewhere and you can't watch the game or listen, or if you want to listen or watch and then check out what Chris Campisi has to say about after each inning, just go to the homepage and refresh the homepage and click on it when it refreshes, and you'll see inning-by-inning updates, including a gamer at the end. Lots of other good stuff on the site, as always, today, too. So check it out if you have not yet. That's Houston.SportsMap.com.
Was he sad about the result?
He's really professional. I haven't asked him about it yet. Because basically,
because when his first article, he was like, pretty woo-hoo.
Yeah.
Astros, root.
Right.
And you've got him lined up, and like you're like, hey, we need a professional article here.
The first one, we're just trying to figure things out, right?
Right.
And this is a whole new thing that we're doing. And by now, we got it down to a science, man.
Good for you.
And it works out really well. He said, basically, as soon as the ending's over, I have it. I might do a couple quick edits on it, but I have I rewrite the headline as soon as the inning's over, have everything done. So all I have to do is plug it in, add a couple little things, boom, you get to read it. And then he sends his complete game story at the end of the night. So just something we decided to try, and people seem to like it. The people who, there are people who work at night and can't get on to watch or listen. So that's how they keep up with it. And it's been pretty good. And good response to the site so far. We're way, way ahead of our initial projections. And hopefully we'll have a video for you guys real, real soon. I think we're close on that too. Finally. Let's squeeze in a couple calls real quick.
Sure.
John, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
We love you guys. Hey, man, I got a serious one. So what are the odds? What's the odds Kate Upton lets Verlander get it in the chocolate starfish if he wins tonight?
I don't know what their situation is. I don't know like how much she's willing to give, and
that maybe that's a Beth question. She can answer that.
Yeah,
I would say personally,
it's one of those things where if he had a regular girlfriend, she probably would say yes. But I mean,
well, I don't know. I don't know what their relationship like. They seem to have a pretty solid relationship.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, if she wasn't more famous than him.
If you were the alpha dog in the relationship.
Right.
Yeah.
She's the breadwinner. Let's face it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, his little $28 million a year is kind of nothing.
She's like, hey, this is a nice hobby you've got. I'm going to go pay the bills now.
What are the odds AJ agrees with Eric Sandler's barbecue article?
I haven't seen it.
No. And the same person wants to know what are the odds you can be a better food blogger than Eric Sandler.
Oh, boy. Next question.
TJ, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Okay.
Hey, sports.
Sports, you. What are the Hurricanes run the table in the ACC and all the way to the college football playoff?
What are the odds at what? I'm sorry?
Miami Hurricanes run the table in the ACC.
Man, you know my thoughts, Fred. Miami's the biggest fraud in the top 10. That is not a good football team. I mean, I shouldn't say that. They're not a championship caliber football team. They are lucky to be 6-0. Some things have fallen their way, like Florida State's quarterback got injured. If it weren't for that, I mean, I doubt they win at Florida State if Florida State's got a healthy quarterback. Other than that, their best win is Duke. So,
well, and they play North Carolina this week, who's an absolute joke this year.
Yep.
But then,
like I said, that run, Virginia Tech, Notre Dame, Virginia, we'll know what Miami is.
Yeah.
And if they get through that, you know what, I'll eat that crow. But from what I've seen,
like real crow or just figurative?
I'll just
crow?
Eat figurative crow.
Okay, just want to, because I want to, if you were going to do that, I was going to make a suggestion that you don't do that.
Yeah, why didn't Juggalo Trey come in?
We'll grab him next hour.
Okay. All right. Speaking of bets, we just wanted to talk to Trey about what he's going to do.
Next segment?
Yeah. All right, guys, I got to tell you about Window World of Houston. If you like throwing money out your window, you could stop listening now. That's your thing? Cool, good for you. If you don't, you'd like to save some money, well, Window World can help you out with that. They provide energy-efficient replacement windows, premium quality, double-hung, double-pane windows for a low, low price of just $189. And that cost is going to be, it's going to basically be taken care of by what you save on your energy bills. Window World earned the Good Housekeeping Seal. They are the number one replacement window company in America because they've got a high-quality product, a low price, and a lifetime warranty that's transferable and includes glass breakage. The first step to reducing your energy bills, it's a phone call to Window World of Houston. Schedule your free written estimate. No hassles, no high pressures. It's a free estimate, guys. You got nothing to lose. 713-439-1172 or windowworldhouston.com. That's 713-439-1172 or windowworldhouston.com. Window World, simply the best for less.
ESPN 97.5.